Will corporate earnings be strong enough to keep the stock market rally on track?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A recent rally pushed the major stock market averages into record territory, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average finally closing above 20,000 for the first time last week. Several key factors boosted the markets, chief among them strong quarterly earnings from companies such as Boeing. The Wall Street Journal's Corey Driebusch writes that a flurry of profit reports this week will help determine whether stocks can sustain those gains. Corey joins us now. Corey, retail investors, those with 401ks or IRAs, are no doubt thrilled about the rally stocks have put together. But are there legitimate worries that stocks are too pricey when measured against earnings?
Yes, that is indeed the main concern that's starting to bubble up again, especially as the Dow crossed 20,000 and the S&P 500 crossed 2,300 last week. Stocks have rallied, but earnings just haven't kept up the pace. This quarter's earnings are doing well, so kind of following in the footsteps of the third quarter. But before that, we had five consecutive quarters of earnings contraction. So we're ending 2016. We're on track to end 2016 with only very slight earnings growth, which compares to double-digit percent gains in the major indexes, which has a lot of people worried.
I believe third quarter earnings were up approximately 3%. What are the predictions for earnings growth for the most recent quarter, for the fourth quarter?
For the fourth quarter, going into at the end of the quarter, so at the end of 2016, analysts were projecting similar growth for the fourth quarter. But actually, earnings so far look like they're outpacing that, and that we might get more than 4% growth year over year for the fourth quarter, which is good. But again, is it good enough to justify stock prices rising so much so fast?
So there's a big question about whether that'll be good enough to justify high stock valuations, right?
Exactly. As a little bit of context, in the past 10 years, stocks tend to average that they trade, the S&P 500 at least trades at about 16 times the past 12 months of earnings. Currently, the S&P 500 is trading at 21 times the past 12 months of earnings. So it's definitely elevated.
21? That seems like it took a sharp rise in just a short matter of time.
Oh, yes. As I mentioned before, these last two quarters of earnings growth, we had five consecutive quarters of earnings contraction. Also, some people say that this isn't as concerning as it sounds or may appear on paper, because with interest rates so low, that's pushed people into stocks and justifies higher prices.
I'm speaking with Corey Driebusch of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Corey Driebusch of the Wall Street Journal. In addition to earnings, Corey, don't corporate outlooks factor into this as well? Might companies be cautious for, you know, a myriad of reasons?
Yes, and to be fair, a lot of the reporting we did was prior to this weekend and some executive orders, which has changed. We've seen some executives come up with maybe a little more caution over the weekend, but in the past couple weeks of earnings reports, we've had a lot of optimism on earnings calls from corporate CEOs. And that optimism and enthusiasm for what the next year can bring really does translate into stock prices. A lot of investors we speak with say, it doesn't matter as much what the last quarter had. We want to look forward and see what the next several quarters are going to bring. So if CEOs are saying, the rest of this year is looking good. They're talking about potential tax cuts coming from the Trump administration. They're talking about potential for looser regulations or more infrastructure spending. That kind of tone shift does get people more excited and wanting to buy shares of companies.
Right. But that was last week. as you mentioned, you know, the executive orders came down, and I'm sure that there are a few corporate executives out there that could be a little less certain because of that.
Yes, and we're already hearing that. We're hearing from, I know that the Wall Street Journal has reported about, for instance, some big banks like Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. They're talking about those executive orders. So, and the stock market Monday is down quite a bit, on track for, I think, one of its worst daily performances since September. So the market is fickle.
Yes.
Let's remember that.
How heavily does the economy factor into this as well? We got a report. The last update for the fourth quarter, the economy grew at something like 1.9%. How much does that factor into stock prices along with earnings?
Obviously, economic growth along with earnings growth is very important for the future of corporate earnings in general. It's hard to grow earnings when the economy overall is struggling. And we've had a bit of a weak recovery since the financial crisis, or not weak necessarily, but I guess I would say sluggish. But a lot of investors and analysts were quick to point out that one of the reasons that we started seeing stock markets start to climb and accelerate, those gains start to accelerate in the end of this past year, was in part because of stronger economic readings that we got in the second half of the year, even before the election of Donald Trump. So a lot of the kind of quote-unquote Trump rally we saw in November and December actually started in October as we started seeing some more signs of economic health. But anytime you see sort of these hiccups or weaker than expected readings, like the GDP reading that came out last Friday from the Commerce Department, that does make people a little wary.
So I guess the jury is still out. Are earnings good enough? Will earnings be good enough to sustain this rally? Is the economy strong enough? No one knows.
Yes. And this week, as always, we will get more readings. Well, for the starters, we have, this is a very busy week for earnings. Another more than 100 S&P 500 companies are putting out their results this week, including Facebook and Apple. On Wednesday, we have the Fed meeting. The Fed is widely expected not to raise rates at this meeting, but they could maybe come out and give some more clues on timing or the pace of future rate increases. And then on Friday, we have the jobs report, which always has the potential to shake up markets. And not to mention, our new president is not slowing down in his executive orders, and he certainly has the potential to really move markets.
Wall Street Journal reporter Corey Driebusch, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Of course. Thanks so much, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.